Gigi commits a crime. Everyone in Chicago knew Gigi Lamb, an ex-model, a party girl, a gambler, and the owner of some fabulous diamond jewelry. The diamonds were insured for well over $10 million. She lived in Streeterville, one of Chicago's most expensive neighborhoods, and her extravagant parties were the talk of the town. But Gigi's luck had run out, and her gambling debts were piling up. She had managed to keep it a secret, but she was basically bankrupt and getting desperate. Late one night, she came up with a plan. First, she sent all her diamonds to her cousin in Hong Kong and waited for a couple of weeks. Then, one Friday evening, she went into her study and wrecked the room. She emptied all the drawers on the floor, smashed an expensive vase, and forced the safe open with a crowbar. Then she went to her bedroom, where she put on a pair of boots that were two sizes too big for her. She walked out into the garden. She left clear tracks all over the lawn before breaking a window and entering the kitchen. Walking through the house with her dirty boots, she left a trail of dirt and footprints from the kitchen to the study. She then walked back the same way, went outside, took the boots off, and entered the house in her stockings. She cut the boots into small pieces and flushed them down the toilet. Then Gigi went to bed. At midnight, she took her pistol, walked down the stairs to the hallway, and fired twice up the stairs in the direction of her bedroom. She stood at the top of the stairs and fired a single shot in the opposite direction. She returned to her bedroom and waited, hoping that her neighbors had heard the shots and called the police. Soon she heard police sirens approaching. When the police rushed into the house, they found Gigi sitting on her bed with a pistol in her hand, crying and in shock. Chief Inspector Fred Ray took her statement.
"Oh, Inspector, it was terrible. A faint noise downstairs woke me up. I immediately realized that some criminal was after my diamonds. So I took my pistol and crept downstairs. I saw a man moving near the study. He shot at me twice. I was so afraid and confused, I think I shot back. When I rushed into the study, the room was empty, and so was the safe. All my diamonds were gone, gone! It's a disaster!"
"Don't worry, Miss Gigi," Inspector Ray said kindly. "We will find both the thief and your diamonds." The forensic team reported that the thief had obviously come through the garden, broken a window, entered the kitchen and gone directly to the study, leaving clear footprints everywhere. They dug the three bullets out of the walls and took them to the lab. They took plaster models of the footprints and looked for fingerprints. Then they all left. Gigi called the insurance company. On Monday afternoon, she received another visit from Inspector Ray. This time, he wasn't so friendly. "Gigi Lamb," he said, "I am arresting you on suspicion of fraud. We have evidence that you faked the burglary and that your diamonds were not, in fact, stolen." Gigi started crying for real this time. She realized that she had made at least two fatal mistakes. What were Gigi's mistakes?